Hi, thanks for calling ASP Young. You reached the Sarian. How can I be of assistance?
Hi, this is Agent Tawana from the Geek Squad calling, and I have the customer on the line. She had an installation today, and the tech left all of his equipment, his tools that he used for the installation, and she would like to reach out to see if he, so that he could come and pick up his items. We have the order number, and I also have her on the line. Here she is.
Hi, is this Troy? Is it Troy?
Deterion.
Hello? Yeah. Hello?
Hello?
Is this, did you do a dishwasher installation today where we had to turn off the water?
Oh, okay. I'm not the actual technician that went out there. I'm with XPO.
Let me help, right? She has service today by XPO, right? But the technician left his tools in her home. So she has the order number, and she just wants him to know that that's where the tools are so that he can come and pick them up.
But he needs to call. If he could call me first because to make sure I'm home.
Okay, definitely understand that. Okay. Can you provide me with the order number?
Can you? Sure. Hold back. I got to go back and look.
It's 112.
Oh, thank you.
I got it. It's 112-111-873-3411.
All right. Thank you for that information. So can you verify the first and last name?
And then Susan Wasserman. And I can give you my cell number for him to call.
Can you verify the address for me?
2100 Boat Swain Place, Wilmington, North Carolina.
All right. If you would, give me one moment. I'm going to place you on a brief hold, and I'll be right with you, okay?
Okay.
All right.
This is not easy.
It's certainly not.
It's a little scary.
It is.
It's actually a little scary on Best Buy's part. I'm not talking about you. That they don't know who's going to people's houses.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really not really great.
And you know, when it's Geek Squad, we have the name of the tech and their phone number. But in here, my dilemma was all it was telling me was XPO. So
yeah, but
I'm,
the thing is that he was calling Geek Squad, and I'm so mad at myself. I usually take the person's number, and what's really bad, and this is not on him or you, it should say who serviced my place today. I should have the right to know.
Yes.
I mean, really, to be honest, I should have the right to know who's coming to my house and who's showing up. You know what I'm saying? It's just, it's kind of crazy, honestly.
And that's what I wanted to say. Like, when it's Geek Squad, we pull up the order. It has the name of the tech. It has the cell phone number of the tech. It also has the tech supervisor name and cell phone number. So that's why when I saw this, I was like, what? Like, I don't even know who this person is. And then
I mean, that's
click on
kind
it,
of, that's, yeah, that's kind of freaking me out a little bit. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, I get it. It freaked me out just not being able to see, because I'm used to being able to say, okay, let me contact them for you, and the number's right there with Geek Squad. But I'm in a call center, and this is a third party contract that we have. So it's a
and
little
clearly
different.
Clearly he was at the right place, because I checked the order, you know, the thing that was coming in, you know, my dishwasher. But still, you know, if I have questions about it or something, you know, I want to be able to call.
Absolutely.
And there was, and that's the other thing is, there was no number. So, like, you get the email saying, you know, somebody's coming and the time frame and the account manager, but it says no, there's no number to contact anybody. if you want to make a change or anything. So I just went in blindly and called Best Buy customer service.
Well, I could give you the number if you have any issues with your installation or anything. Mm-hmm. I could give you the number. You have a pen?
I do. Thank you.
It's 800-920-8337, and make sure you put right next to it the order number. The order number is 112.
Okay.
111-873-3411. And yeah, just make sure you have, because if you have that together, you know, that's my order number for my dishwasher, and these are the people who installed it, and that's who I contact.
Okay. Okay.
And it eliminates
But they would not have had this, even if I had called this information, they wouldn't have had the information either, right?
But here he should be able to find out who went out, because it's in their system. So it should be easier for him to find out. For us, we see that they were the third-party contractor. So that's why we need to refer you to them. So it should be easier for them to find out what tech went out where and when.
He's taking a long time.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
All right, ma'am.
Yes.
All right, well, thank you for waiting so patiently for me. All right, so we have sent correspondence out to have that agent get back in touch with you. That's going to be Suzanne Wasserman.
Okay, do you have the right number? Yes. What number do you have?
We have 910-509-1601.
That's my home number, and it goes straight to a voicemail, so I really want him to call my cell phone. So can I give you that number, please?
Yes, ma'am, you can.
910-262-5118. And who should I be expecting a call from?
Now, as far as that exact call, I wouldn't be able to say for sure. If they do send the technician back, then it should be that same technician.
No.
If
I'm
not mistaken.
Wait, hold on. I don't want anybody sent back until they call me. I need them to call me to see if I'm home.
Okay, but they still have order. They still have to order and let that technician know that they have to go back. When they do that, they're going to provide that information at that time that they need to give you a call first.
Okay. But I need, okay. So you can't tell me the person that was here, the name of the person that was here?
If I'm not mistaken, it should be Tyrone Frazier.
Okay. I thought it was Troy, but maybe I misunderstood. Okay. All right. So he'll just call me.
Okay.
I just want to make sure that he calls me and he just doesn't come back and show up, please. That's very important.
Yes, ma'am. We'll make sure that we're adding that that piece of information in as well.
Okay.
All right. Is there anything else I can do for you, sir?
No, thank you so much. Thank you, ma'am, too. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right, you're more than welcome.
Okay.
Thank
you
for calling
Bye-bye.
XBO. You have a wonderful day.